وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Quranic verses related to humanity and human beings. In the previous episodes, we talked about how the being of humanity is divided into two main aspects, the spiritual and physical, and then we talked about different dimensions of the human spirit. We talked about intellect, we talked about desire. And the last thing we were talking about was the ability and capacity of human beings to make decisions. The fact that they have, and we have, different conflicting desires, and it is up to us to decide what path to choose. And in the episodes, we talked about this, and we called this free will. We referred to different Quranic verses and also talked about some Quranic verses that could be understood in a different way or sometimes even mistakenly. And after talking about this, I think it's good to get back to the main story of humanity. The story of humanity, there we should talk about the origin and the current position of human beings as the community and society of human beings, the civilization and the history that they have created so far, and then what happens to them next. And we can approach this story both individually and as a whole, collectively. When we approach the subject collectively, we have human history, the start point of human history, the first human beings, Prophet Adam alayhi salam. There we had the discussions about evolution, discussions about the creation of the first being. And then we should talk about how Quran understands human history and what is the ultimate destination that Quran portrays for human history, and the discussions about Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, or as Quran puts it, an-nash'atul ukhra, the second or the other creation. And then we can approach the same subject, the subject that I prefer to call it the story of human being, individually. The moment that a person is born, and then the life, and then the death. And for each of these discussions, we have subtopics, like, for example, the lifestyle pertaining to the life that we have. And then we have the discussion of death, which is related to Ma'ad. Ma'ad is the Islamic theological term for the ultimate destination of man, and surrounding discussions of the things that would happen after death according to the teachings of Quran. Now, to just make it have some sort of attachment to the previous discussion, I think it is only good to start the discussion about Ma'ad now, or the return of human beings, because mainly the function of Ma'ad and return and Day of Judgment, as even the title has it, it's the judgment. It's about justice. Yawmuddin, the Quranic term, referring to the Day of Judgment. And judgment and justice, they stem from the free will. If we have free will, then we have the capacity to be judged for our actions. So that could be one good basis to connect the two discussions. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion about Day of Judgment and its relation to human free will.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We said in the first segment that discussions about free will that we had previously in different episodes is connected to the discussion of the Day of Judgment and the afterlife. Why? Because Day of Judgment is presumed to be, according to the teachings of Islam, it is something that is supposed to be about justice, about taking people into accountability for what they have done during their lifetime. And people are only accountable for their actions when we assume and presume that they are free in their decisions. We cannot take people accountable if they don't have free will. There's a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam that says that refers to one line of the Holy Quran. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدٍ. Now, the line, this verse of the Holy Quran says, your Lord, your nurturer, your Rabb, is not a great unjust to his servants. Dhallam means a person who does great injustice, exaggeration in an agent is connotated through the sigha of mubalagha, exaggerative form. So the verse is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do great injustice. Now some people say, well, when it says it does not do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do great injustice, so it says it means that minor injustice is okay with Allah. Now the interpretation says no, it's not that. The verse actually refers to people who believe in determinism, and at the same time, they believe in the Day of Judgment. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater and wiser and more merciful than to force his servants to commit sins and then on the Day of Judgment, take them into accountability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akram, he is more generous than this image that some people have. That at the same time that he forces people to commit sins, because those who believe in determinism, they have such an image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's the one making decisions for people. And then on the Day of Judgment, he takes people into accountability and responsibility for those actions. This is great injustice attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the one you thought. The one you thought is great unjust creator or Lord, and Allah is not that. Anyone who believes in the Day of Judgment should automatically believe in the free will of human beings. In order to understand this verse, وَمَا رَبَّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do great injustice to his servants, we should know the historical context of it and know that this verse is addressed to those people who had such a mentality, who had such a theological baseless, although, but it was their belief that, there is determinism in this world, and then on the Day of Judgment, we also have judgment. No, if you have determinism, you will not have judgment. So talking about this relationship, I think it's good now to start our discussion about the general story of human beings, the start, the passage that we as human beings fall within it, human history and our own lives individually. And then at the end, we have the discussion of death, which is a very interesting discussion. And inshallah, in the next episode, we continue that discussion. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.